Thank you very much. It is difficult with the timing and all the piano. When the remnant praises, then that's really the healing time, to be honest. Did you think I'm lying? No, it's not a lie. I was really telling the truth. The first service was about the heavenly command, calling, and the mission. God's heavenly command is that to be really happy within the gospel. For that, God has called us into the gospel. Then God has called us to the gospel church, and God has called us enter into the worship. And through you, what God really wants you is that to be really successful today. Today, you will really enjoy to be with God. And through the flow of the pulpit message, that all the people in this Azam Gospel Church will be in one. Then whatever you have to is that you really need to enjoy that had been really promised to this church. So right now in the second service, we want to be we will be talking about the application of them and the, also the mission. If the first service was about the happiness toward me, then the second, this service is about the happiness to live our life for God. Regardless of all the sadness and unhappiness, all these hard times, for the sake of the God who really have saved me, we should be really having the happiness that to fulfill this mission that is given by God. God has called us and me. And God gave me the heavenly command. And what's the heavenly command? That is the being happy. Every day you really have to have this happy time once in a day. Once in a day, you really need to have this time to restore this happiness. Once in a day, you really need to have the time to really restore and fill yourself with the happiness. You really need to have the time to really restore that blessing in yourself. You must really restore the time. And through me, who really have restored this image of God, and you really need to bless someone who has lost the image of God. That's why you have the calling, that you have the heavenly command. Why? Because everyone is in the unhappiness. What's the unhappiness? Is that if you have the problems, then you are unhappy because of your human relationship, because of your problems. That's why you have the unhappiness. Actually, unhappiness started as soon as you are away from God. Being separate from God, and that's how you're going to live your life, is the unhappiness. That's why you have no choice but to really live your life being self-centered. And then especially many of us are really living for the sake of money. And because of money, amount of money will just determine your values. And many people really misunderstanding that the money will solve all the problems in our lives for the sake of the success. Because we want to be acknowledged by others, we are diligently study and work and earn money. But everything is such unhappiness. Without God, and it doesn't really matter if you have the success, it's unhappiness. Without God, and then surely all these curses and disaster will come upon. But for evangelists, this kind of problems and unhappiness is actually my problem. What does that mean? Your family is in 3611. All these people who are like non-believers in your workplace are now in that kind of situation. They don't know God, but they really live their lives very diligently. Maybe some of you might have the remnants in your household who is really living like this. Then you should really recognize that as your problem. It's that their problem. It's not like that. They being unhappy is my unhappiness. If you're unhappy, then I'm also unhappy as well. If you're suffering from the problems, then I'll be suffering from the problem. I do have the heart for that. Why? Because God really wants us to be all happy. And that's why He called me, and He called me as the evangelist and assistant pastor of this school, of this church. If you cry, and I will cry. It's not their problems, it's my problem. The problems of your family members, and that's yours. Their tears are my tears. That's how much you should really have the consuming passion. Because there's only one way to solve those problems. That's why to make us a happy one, that He gave us the gospel. Not only that, this gospel, it should be mine. The gospel should be really gospelized. Whatever you see will be really centered with the gospel. And God really wants us to be personalized this gospel in ourselves. So if you are like that, then as soon as you really look at the problems, then you can really be rooted in the gospel. If you look at someone's problem, then you might think, oh, I feel sorry. But when you really think that that's their problem is my problem, that's how you actually really started praying for them. And that's when you really have the message to really give them to them. So as the evangelist, you don't really end. Everything is not really done with only with you, but God really wants us to be really happy and then be delivered this gospel to them. The conclusion in the first service, you should really organize the present, past, present, and future within the gospel. Then you can really give them the correct message to them who are in the 3611. That's the happiness that God really wants us to have. Because of the gospel, I'll be happy. Then I really want to deliver this to others. That's what God really wants us to do. That's why the gospel written in the Genesis 3:15 was given. This is what God said. I will put the enmity between you and your offsprings. The offspring of woman and your offsprings. As soon as you enter to the Christ, you're in the line of the descendant of woman. So you're really put in the line that where you can really change that. So you're really that's the happiness that God really wanted you to enjoy. You're gonna be really thankful to people who. Who really saved you. Pastor, you said this in the core message. I have the medicine to really cure the someone who got poisoned. We've been living in the poison as the sin. And then God really gave us this medicine to really heal you from the medicine. Then, of course, you will be thankful to God because He gave us the cure. And if I have the medicine, then I have to make sure that someone else will also receive it. That's how you're going to be happy. Are you enjoying this happiness? You are done with yourself, and then that's where you're standing at. Since you are the evangelist, and your happiness is in the Exodus 3:18. Someone who grabbed hold onto the covenant of the Genesis 3:18, Exodus 3:18. Well, it's yourself, your family, and your people in your region need to really come out from the Egypt. Not only yourself, but the people around you also need to grab hold onto the blood, the covenant of the blood. Not only my master, then all other people's master also need to be the Lord in Christ. That is the heavenly command that the evangelist must grab hold onto. It's a little bit different. I'm more serious here. Number two, the calling. So God really put us into the gospel. Then what is the calling? So first, God really put us into the gospel. He put us into Jesus Christ. The reason is that to make us happy and so that we can really deliver this happiness to others. First and most, God gave us God's reason for me to be saved was to really to be raised up as the disciples, and through me, all other people need to enter into this gospel. Because of that, in order for Him to do that, and I was called, and the reason, and that's the method for you to really be to enter into the gospel deeper and deeper through your problems. Your calling is to make sure that all other people will get into this gospel. Then how come that all this evangelism is not taking place in ourselves? Because 3:6:11 is really stated as your problem. And you don't even have the space for you to think that the family's problem is actually my problem. Why? Because you're not enjoying the gospel in yourself. You didn't really finish yourself within the gospel. Once you're done in the gospel, and that's it. Then you don't even believe that all other people's problem is really mine. So your heart is not really for them. That once you start the tarapa, you cannot continue. That you even started feeling, I feel lazy and I don't even want to go. That's how much you actually remain in yourself in the 3:6:11. But it's not really yourself. Because yourself is actually in the gospel. If you're in the gospel, that means you're done. If you're in the gospel, actually you transcended everything already. Then the gospel is something that is really protecting you from the problems and all that. Your problem It can make you fall down, but it cannot destroy you. Things that you worry about all the time. This problem is not something to really influencing on you. Because there is no relationship whatsoever with the saving people. In the gospel, you really have to overcome all these things. You have to really finish everything in the gospel. Because you're protected by God. You are really protected. Because everything is in the gospel. When you really enjoy that, then you can really lead these people get into the gospel. That's what evangelist is. Evangelists don't even have their own problems. Nothing really relates to them. Why? Because there's more severe problem. I'm all right and everything is fine. Why? Because I'm in the gospel. I'm in the Christ. But all the people around surrounding me is in the Satan's hand and they don't even know God. And that's why they are killing to each other and they're bringing all these problems to their lives. But I do have the answer for that. Then, in order for me to really give this answer to this person, then God really called me. And that's why God called me to the Azov Gospel Church. In the church, you should really realize that all the answers are there. The answers that for your life is actually coming from the pulpit message. And many of you are church officers, and God gave you that position. You really have to realize the reason why. Why God called me as the elders? Why God called me as a senior deaconess? Why God called me as the deacons and deaconesses? How come I'm the new believer of this church? Or why God really called me as the remnants of this church? Through my position in the church to make everyone be happy. You really have to use your position to really make them happy. Especially for new family members. Because that's the key of this evangelism. Next year, we will start building up the system of this new family. Whoever comes, this church, I feel happy. I feel very comfortable. I want to come back again. I want to listen to the message again. I want to see Pastor Shin one more. Did you forget the Pastor Shin? That's how much that these all the new people come to this place and then they really feel that way. You really have to be ready for that. How can I make this person be happy through my position in this church? You have to grow hold of the covenant and you should really start praying for that. Because every single one of you is really, really precious for the new family member. Because this person brought this person, so I don't have anything to do with them. Through this deaconess, these people came to this church, and then that means I'm their family. Then, just like a family, you really have to accept them and treat them and welcome them. But all those value will come out from this within the week. And then maybe you've been in the hardships all the time. And the family, in the workplace, among the people, then maybe you've been going through many problems. Good job. But going through that, you're here and of that where to really give worship. You had the choice to go home after the first service, right? But you stayed. God is super happy for you. You may not be focusing on God and messages, but still God is happy. Well, isn't that right? God is happy, then I'm happy. The next year, we'll have this new family. Through you, there will be lots of people prepared. When they come to church, in this church, I feel happy. In this church, because of the gospel, I am happy. And especially, I'm in the worship, I feel the happiest. Are you really happy in the worship? You are, right? Then that's the calling, and that's the reason for you to be called to share that. Of course, what's the word and what's the prayer and all this, you have to explain that, why you need to give the offerings. How come that the gospel church has a long message? Oh, we do have many things to explain. We explain that. Why is that? So that this person will be happy in the worship. Whenever they come to the worship, this is the answer for me. That's why God gave me such problems like this. That was the God's schedule, God's plan for me. Like, I don't have to worry about anything. When they really give the worship, that's the atmosphere. That's the answer. That's what we have to first enjoy. Because of the pulpit message, you must find all the answers for your problems, whatever you concern. From the pulpit message, you have to find the answer. There's nothing else. It's not through the people. It's not through the environment. It's not through myself. It's through the word only. In the word, you have to find the answer. You have to grab a hold on to the prayer topic of the church. The prayer topic is also the Pastor Shin's prayer topic. Then the flow coming from the Pastor Shin, we will be following. Then the first prayer topic we must have is for the Pastor Shin. God's word coming through the Pastor Shin, and then this word will be fulfilled in my life. The prayer topic for myself is just for the second and third in the list. Because within the prayer topic of the church, we will receive the answer. And then we should have the answer for the region, to revive the region. That is also coming out from if you really get together and if you really pray for the area, then we'll be really breaking down the forces of darkness, and that's when really we can really revive, whenever you really have that regional church and the regional worship. Then it's easy for us to really, you give the worship in the field, in your district. Last week, and we started having the regional Tarapan in Arakawa and Kawaguchi. In Kawaguchi, we have the target for the evangelism, and I will meet this person on this Friday with the assistant pastor. And then on the Saturday, we have these people coming to the Saturday school. What we did was to really give worship. And there were the evangelists who had been praying for them, praying for this God's time schedule. And of course, according to the God's time schedule, then these people were sent. That's why, to really make them happy, and then we were called to as a gospel church. What's our mission? That is the God's will. What should we do from now on? Today will be successful. That's what we call the three todays. We really have to know what's the application for this. We have the pulpit message. Then you really have to grab hold on to the first part, and then that you have to really organize the today's word. Tuesday, that's number two. Then Wednesday, number three. Thursday. Then on Thursday, you'll be watching the Gospel Church, the third message. Then Friday, you'll be organizing the Wednesday service message. And Saturday, and then you will organize the Friday worship. Why we are really having all this consistency through the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday worship is this. Why should I really have the 3 2-days with the pulpit message? So God really called me to the Adam Gospel Church. In that we have all these answers. So of course we have to be successful every single day. And then coming out from here, you go out and then you will make them happy. What is the prayer? There is the order for the prayer. First, you pray for the church. You come home to the prayer topic of the church. First, regional Tarapa, 300, regional church, 3,000 disciples, and evangelism school, Saturday school, Pakistan, and in contact, one person, one ministry, the personal Tarapa, regional church, Tarapa. You have to grab hold on to that prayer topic, and you have to pray, start praying. So today, for this week, God really gave me the message about the Heavenly Command calling and the mission. And that's my mission, and God really called me to, then who am I really meeting today? How can I really make them happy? Should I really preach the gospel to them? And should I really help them? And then should I really listen to this person's story? You really have to pray to God like this. And then you really pray for your work and then for your study. Through your work, through your study, and then the people will be revived, will be happy. And then finally, you will grab hold onto the covenant for your prayer topic, for yourself. For we usually pray opposite way. First, you really have to you pray for yourself, and next your work, and then your study, then you pray for the church. All the time centered with the pulpit message, and from there you will receive the answer for your study, and then you become the witness and to revive others, to save others. Then after that, what should you do? It's about your evangelism. Evangelism is super easy. Then through the position, you have to really find out the evangelism way. Because I'm the assistant pastor, I'll have the evangelism like that. Assistant pastor, and the elder is for elders, remnants for remnants. And then there are the evangelism for your own situation. If you're busy, then there's no time for you to go out to the street and then evangelize. In your workplace, and there is the evangelism way that matched with you. You really have to be happy in the evangelism. This person must really grab hold on, must be saved. That's not really the evangelism. If this person really need to open up her heart or his heart, and first we have to work on it. Of course, the gospel will make them happy, but how can I really put this gospel enter to themselves? You should really pray for that. About your position and occupation and the age. This little one just go to the older people, then Jesus is a Christ. If I go to the middle school, and then you people will look at me like the weird people. Remnants can really save the remnants. So they can really do the evangelism for their age. And those who have the small baby infants. And then you can really meet someone who has the infant and then preach the gospel. So you should really need to plan out this evangelism. That's what we call the three today. Please do that. Put the practice. And then throughout the day, throughout the week, you can really have this. So for us to really revive the region through the pulpit message, so you pray for that region, then you can really contact with all these people who are living in that area. Our church is to really revive the remnants. Then how can I really revive all these kids, remnants, through the pulpit message? Then you can think of the new family members. How can I really revive the new family members? You should really pray, and then that's your success. Then even if they really don't have the regional tarapa opened, those who really pray for the region, then you couldn't really meet the remnants, or you couldn't really influence on the remnants. But if you pray for them, then that's the success. You pray for the new family member, then that's your success. Don't be deceived by these visible results. The evidence is not the visible. Evidence is because God's word enter into myself, and you pray. You could pray. That's the evidence. Having something visible is not the answer. Then what really God is needed through Pastor Shin? What is needed? What's necessary for me to realize and be able to realize that that's the real success. What's the success in your life? Throughout your life, then within the 23 district, that there is the regional church. And then through you, then all this regional church were really built. And 3,000 disciples, one disciple was arise. That's the success. Through me, one remnant stood up. Then that's the success in your life. And through you, then 237, I influenced on them. I could really deliver the covenant to revive the 5,000. And through me, all the healing message was given. That's your success. Then the answer for the summit really came to me. It's not really a success in this in this world, but the God's word will be fulfilled through you. It's a success. That's why you really have to organize your life story. You really have to organize yourself and your past with the gospel. Because this covenant is really matched with you. It will be really matched with your, with this message. That's why that God really called you to the gospel church. Then the, your life and then God's the church flow doesn't match. Then how why God really attached me? My happiness is to revive others because I'm that evangelist. My happiness is to make you feel, make you happy. My happiness is to really all those non-believers will know the God, will know the Christ, and then through the gospel they'll be happy. It's not it's the package is different, all different. Then the timing of this problem and then the place and all this will be all different, but the fundamentals are the same. I used to live like this. That's why I can really understand. Their problems is my problem. When you really realize that, then that's when you can really pray for them. That's why he's really, that's the happiness that God is telling me. Why? Because in the field, there are many souls need to be saved. What is lacking? There are very few people who can really revive these souls. Then, our mission is like is that. To really raise up all the workers who can really revive and save this field. That's how we are really changed. I have lots of answers. I have lots of tarampan. I have this answer, that answers. Not like that. Even if one person, you love that soul and then revive that soul, that kind of disciple will receive the true happiness. And that's why God really called me. That's why I pray for you all the time. This Friday, for this Friday meeting, for Saturday meeting, I'm really praying for this. Then Wednesday, the Thursday worship, and then Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I've been praying for these things because I really want to make you happy. Then your problem is really my problem. So if you have problem, you have to really pray. We really need to enjoy this gospel, and we really have to do that. This evangelism to really revive all other people. That's our heavenly command, calling, and the mission for us. And that's what God really prepared for you. It may be difficult for some of you. Those who are really still captured by my problems, it may be difficult, but it's all right. Continuously go into the gospel, go into the flow of the church, go into the worship. Then one day you will realize that, yes, everything has been really finished. Then that's when this word will really enter into yourself deeply. Because your life is not in the introduction, but then your whole life will enter into the main part. Then that's when you don't really have to worry about the financial problems. The problems in your child, that's not going to be your problems. And all these remnants, whatever you're worried about, it's not going to be your problems. Why? Because God is responsible for every single thing and He is leading you. Because we really have to have the Japan evangelization and world evangelization, and that's the reason why God really called me. So really the happiness in the gospel, and then the happiness that you live for the sake of the gospel, and then these things will be fulfilled through you. Let us pray. Thank you for calling us as the evangelist. And thank you for calling us to really revive the other souls. I will enjoy the happiness to revive other souls and save other souls. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.